Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on VCMG, and you're listening to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah all across the nation at 866-972-7247. Are you getting a busy signal? It's okay. Put us on speed dial. Just chill. We're going to talk to our favorite resident astrologer, Stacy Haller, and then I'll go back to our phone lines and I'll visit my friends on Facebook and YouTube. I hear there's quite the conversation going on, so be sure to put your questions in the feed for when we come back from Stacy's conversation with us about the stars. We're going to go to our phone lines, we're going to go to Facebook and YouTube, and a very special thank you and shout out to Tuesday Night from Nightmare on Elm Street for Elm Street 4 for her dropping by and asking her really important question so that Spirit could give her that guidance. So you see, everybody listens to Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, even the horror queens. All right, we've got to go back to the phone lines and pull up Stacy. Stacy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, enjoying the show, Sarah.
Good, we're so glad to have you back. I can't believe it's November. Oh my goodness.
I know, it is going very fast.
It is so quick, I can't believe it. So quick. So, Stacy, I don't even know what question.
We're ready to rock a lot of energy this month.
Correct. I don't even know what question to ask about November because everything just seems so up in the air and erratic and unexpected and heavy and then fast and then slow. I don't even know what to expect for November. So I'm really hoping you're going to shed some light on this for us.
I'm going to do my best. And I think, you know, we always say knowledge is power. Let's know what's going on out there so we know how to navigate.
Right.
And I think you gave a big explanation about Uranus and what we're going to be talking about in a moment. But yes, I think there's a couple of things we want to pay attention to this month so we can navigate better. We're all feeling a lot of pressure and heat, right?
Right. We are. We absolutely are.
So I thought tonight, we would take a look, as we always do, we look at the new moon and the full moon, because the moons really guide a lot of the energies this month. But there's a couple of other things I think we all want to be aware of. And that's actually what starts off this Saturday, when Saturn finally goes direct. And we're all going to feel some relief, because that will at least let us go and take some action. And we're going to talk about in each of the signs where that area is for us, so where we could move forward now, finally, after 4.5 months. So that'll bring us some relief. And Venus does go into Libra on the 8th, and that's love time. So that'll make a social month. But then I think, Sarah, what you just described, everybody jot down November 11th. I think that's the day we all want to try to stay low. In fact, earlier in the show, Sarah, I was waiting for you to sing The Heat Is On. That's the day.
The heat is on.
All right. I cued you for that.
Thank you.
November 11th. Yes. Well, Mars, the very powerful, aggressive, fiery planet, is in Scorpio, and it's opposing Uranus. And what you were just speaking about, Uranus is the out of the box. The what the heck just happened? That's Uranus. Big fireball. So they oppose each other that day. So keep your cool, everyone. Watch your temper. Uranus wants you to be free and is going to push us. It's also about technology, so everybody double-check everything with your techno fair that day on the 11th. There could be some unexpected surprises. And what you were describing too, Sarah, we're seeing on the planet with Mars firing up, with the war and hate. But in our personal lives, I know a lot of people are feeling it too. So just remember, it's for our greater good. And it's pushing us to where we need to be, but it's not fun. So that 11th, I just want to put out there to everyone. Then we'll talk about the new moon in Scorpio on the 13th. That begins a new six-month cycle. And the sun moves into Sag on the 22nd. So we move a little bit out of intense Scorpio into a little more fun time. Sag is more adventure, fun time. And then we'll talk about the full moon at the end of the month. And kind of take a look at where we are. So that's kind of for everyone. Should we see how it's affecting each one of us, Sarah?
I would love to do that, but let's just go back to the 11th for one moment. So when you kind of tell us fasten our seatbelts.
You want to address that
again, huh? I do. And let me just ask this. There's a blanket statement that things could be a little highly charged, a little bit of difficulty. Perhaps we could have some technological aspects kind of bump into our path and kind of create a little frustration. So we, of course, don't want to invite that into our energy, right? It's not going to be that way for everyone. Some people are going to feel things more intensely mm-hmm. than others. But how do mm-hmm. we prepare, knowing that November could have its twists and turns, and that this middle part of November, because we know it's not always just the day, it's energy leading up to and sometimes energy after. So there's a little bit of time of energy that could be in a wonky state. How can you suggest mm-hmm. to our listeners that we kind of prepare for this? If something comes up, how do we handle it? What are some of your suggestions?
Well, I think a couple of things, and that's a great question. You know, when Uranus is in play, which is big time here, it's really pushing us to be our authentic selves and to really be us and who we are. So anticipating that this is going to push us, first of all, knowing that something may happen, we'll take a little of the bite off it. So when it does happen, you'll say, well, here it is. But it's time to keep your cool. And even approaching that day, do something calming for yourself. If some tempers flare up, go with the flow. Stay centered. Really, it's about riding the tide and knowing whatever does really shake up your life in a big way ultimately is to move you in the right direction. Or else it wouldn't be happening, because that's what the universe is doing for us, guiding us along our path. So how do you anticipate an unexpected surprise? Know you're going to get one. Know you could deal with whatever comes your way. And stay close and stay calm through the bumpy times.
Sounds like a plan.
I think that's the best we can do, because the energies always change, right?
They always change. And we're always ebbing and flowing, no matter where we are, no matter how intense it may be. There's always some movement and some change. All right, Stacey, let's mm-hmm. rock around the astrological clock and tell us how this is going to affect the different astrological signs.
All right. Now, pay attention, everyone. If you know your rising sign, pay attention to both your sun and your rising sign. You'll see which one resonates more for you. But we'll start with Aries. Now, Aries, Saturn is going direct in your 12th house. So this resonates, Sarah, with what you were saying in the beginning of your show about emotional healing time. So especially for Aries and Aries rising signs, now you can move forward with your healing, because it's all about your spiritual, emotional side. Now, your new moon is in your eighth house coming up. Now, that's about your very close, intimate relationship. So maybe there's one that you want to have a deeper bond with, or maybe not. And it's also about shared resources. So it could be a time to look at new financial arrangements or ways you can invest together. Now, the full moon, now remember the full moon, think about what you were envisioning 6 months ago with the Gemini new moon in June. Now it's a turning point, this full moon. So when I talk about that, think, now what's happening here? So Aries, this is in your third house of communication. So what have you been working on? You could get some news about something. It's also about your community and your neighborhood. So get out there and mingle on this full moon. It could make some great connections for you. Now, Taurus, your Saturn's going direct in your house of friends and teamwork and collaborations. So those folks that you wanted to really spurn a new friendship with, now you could move forward, work on a project together. The new moon is in your seventh house. Now that's the house of marriage and business partnerships. So maybe it's time to make something official for you folks. Maybe you want to start a new partnership. Maybe that friend is now going to turn into a romantic partner. There's a new cycle for you. Now, the full moon, that's in your house of money and values. Now, Taurus rules this house as well, Taurus. So now you might see some money coming in, or that promotion might happen. You know, have you been working on a contract for the last 6 months that maybe is going to get triggered? Now, Gemini, your Saturn is going direct in your house of career. So if you've been feeling that your career hasn't been moving forward as much as you'd like, you've got to go ahead now. It's going to be moving forward quicker and easier. The new moon for you is in your sixth house, daily life, wellness, your habits. So now is the time to envision new, healthier routines and put it into action. It's also the house of pets. And when I was looking at this Gemini, maybe it's time for you to get that rescue pet you've been thinking about. Now, the full moon, that is in your first house. So it's a turning point here for you is figuring out who you are. You've been working on yourself and your personal goals. Don't listen to the skeptics. Don't sacrifice. It's still all about you and your dreams. Now, Cancer, Saturn's going direct in your ninth house. That's fun, adventure, time to take that class. Have you been thinking about a trip all these 6 months? Now is the time for you to go. Take that class, publish that book. Your new moon is in your fifth house. That's romance. It's family, it's children. Maybe you want to add to your family. It's the creative time. Think about that project. Your talents are shining. And the full moon for you is in your 12th house. 12th house is also a bad ending, so that may be a turning point of what you need to let go. What have you been working on? It's kind of like the should I stay or should I go? Now, Leo, the Saturn's going direct in your eighth house. Shared finances, intimate relationships, legal issues. Something's been pending. Now those things could finally move forward. Your new moon is in your fourth house of home and family, so you have a whole new cycle in your home and family coming up for the next 6 months. Maybe you'll decide to sell or renovate or change your family dynamics. And the full moon, well, that's in your house of friends, very social time for you. If things haven't been going smoothly in your group of friends, now the air could get cleared. Maybe you want to join a new group or hang out with new folks. Virgo, Saturn is going direct in your seventh house of marriage and business partnerships. So now you could finally close that deal, or maybe now it's time to pop the question you've been thinking about for 6 months. The new moon in your house of communications in your neighborhood. Maybe there's a project you've been envisioning to start to work on. It's also about short-term trips, so maybe you find yourself suddenly wanting to go a few hours away from home. Now, the full moon, that's in your house of career. So for the last 6 months, you've been thinking about a promotion or changing up a job. Now you got the go-ahead. Now something's going to turn in that direction, and a new opportunity might come up for you. Now, Libra, Saturn's going direct in your sixth house. Organization, have you been meaning to change your clothes for the seasons, cleaning up that house, there a project, or maybe you too are thinking of adopting a pet? Now, your new moon is in your second house of money, so it's a new chapter for you about money and finances. Maybe you're coming up with a new way to make some money or a new way to invest. The full moon is in your ninth house, expansion, studies, travels. So for you, maybe it's time to get on that faraway place you've been wanting to go to or do that podcast. Now, Scorpio, happy birthday, Scorpio. Saturn is going direct in your fifth house. That's your love life. So that means you could show some progress there. It's also your house of creativity, those projects. Your creativity is highlighted, Scorpios. Make yourself known. The new moon, that's in your first house. It's your first house of setting goals and dreams and what you want to do for the next 6 months about you. And the full moon is in your eighth house, shared finances. It's also a pretty sexy time in the eighth house for you. So that relationship might take a big turn right around the full moon. Sagittarians, your birthday at the end of the month. Saturn's going direct in your fourth house, home, domestic life. You've been thinking about changing your living situation, what's going on in your house, maybe renovating. Everything can move forward now in your home. The new moon is in your 12th house, your spiritual house, so what you've been working on, inner work, meditation, it's really time to listen to your gut and your intuition. And on the full moon, that's in your 7th house, marriage, business partnerships, maybe it's time to seal that. Have you too been thinking about making something official? That could happen on the full moon. Now, Capricorn, Saturn's going direct in your 3rd house of communication, so if you've been waiting to hear about something, now things are going to clear up. Wherever it's been slowed in anything, communications can move forward now. The new moon's in your 11th house of friends, groups, collaborations. It's very social time. Get out, party, network. And the full moon is in your 6th house, wellness, organization. Time to clean house, get those habits in order, make sure you're taking care of yourself. Aquarius, Saturn's going direct in your 2nd house. Money should start moving for you, Aquarius, now if it's been slow. The new moon is in your career. time to go after that job you want. Envision what you want to set in motion for the next 6 months. If you need new training, go out and get it. Put it in place. The full moon is in your fifth house, playtime. So there's a turning point there in your romance life. So maybe there's someone you're flirting with, and now you really want to make it into a full-blown love affair. Pisces, Saturn, direct in your sign. It's all about you. Now you can move forward with the goals of what you want and what you've been planning. Your new moon's in the ninth house, so you'll be seeking new experiences and travel and taking new studies, expanding your philosophy of life. And your full moon is in your house of family and home. Get ready for the holidays. Get the family together. Do some great cooking. Gather and have peaceful, wonderful family time. So I think we could navigate this all, Sarah. I think we're going to be able to move forward in a lot of ways and kind of stay cool and centered. That's how we're going to get through November.
That's how we're going to get through November, and it's going to help us leap into December. And then before you know it, we'll be wrapping things up. Now, final question before we go. We have so many callers on the board. But this eclipse energy that we just completed, this lunar eclipse, how long will we feel the effects of this, and what can we expect in the months to come because of the solar and lunar eclipse?
Well, they were forcing major changes for all of us, and we're going to be feeling it for quite some time. And, you know, it's, as all the energies continue to interact with each other, they're pretty powerful. So, yes, the eclipse, you know, we're past the actual events. But are we still feeling it? Yes, we could see it all over the world flaring up. And it's steering us to make restitution of things we need to make better in the world and in our personal lives. So, yeah, I wish I could say it was going to ease up, but I think we're going to be feeling it certainly through the end of the year.
All right. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your connection to the stars. And for those of you who want to have a consult with Stacey, no better time than to tune in to your stars and your astrological chart than coming into this new 2024. And it makes a fabulous gift if you want to give someone the opportunity to have their chart done. You can go to destinyinthestars.com and be sure to read Stacey's bio and get a look at some of the services she offers, and book your appointment with Stacey. I know that it's going to be most advantageous during these interesting astrological and spiritual times to have all the information you can so that you're prepared as life unfolds. Stacey, as always, thank you so much. Can't believe we're getting ready to close out another year of having you on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. We greatly appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so very, very much, Sarah. It's been wonderful, and I look forward to navigating the stars with you next month.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
866-972-7247. We just heard from Stacey Holler from destinyinthestars.com. Be sure to visit Stacey's website and learn more about the services. And if you haven't had your chart done, or you need a refresher, or you need to understand why you are where you are, Stacey's the person to touch base with and really take a look at what the stars have for you.